95.9 KRFF. This Sunday, of course, it's the big game, the Chiefs versus the 49ers. And, well, while there's a lot of places and a lot of different people out there who have their own insight, our go-to are the amazing ladies of Fangirl Sports Network. And on the phone, we've got the founder, CEO, and she just happens to be the 49ers fangirl, Tracy Sandler. How are you, Tracy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing well. How is Miami treating you so far? It sounds exciting down there.
It is. It's been a great week so far. I can't believe it's only Thursday, but so far it's been fantastic.
Well, briefly tell me about some of the events you've already checked out.
Well, of course, we had media night. I've been spending a lot of time on Radio Row, being interviewed, doing interviews, and then a lot of more parties start this evening.
That's exciting. Well, I hear that you flew back to L.A. today, and then you're going back to Miami tonight. So you are going to be a busy person, so we appreciate you taking some time to chat with us here on the show. Very exciting. I want to, of course, ask you, this is going to be amazing. We're going to live vicariously through you, and anybody that wants to should check out the 49ers Fangirl on social media so that you can see all the behind-the-scenes action. I want to get briefly into Fangirl Sports Network for those who have never heard of it yet. Tell us a little bit about it. Give us some background.
So Fangirl Sports Network is a digital sports media platform for women, female fans. Sorry, it's early. For female fans. And we have content that's a little bit more geared towards women. So all of our content inspires, informs, and makes you laugh. And I started it because I am a lifelong sports fan and didn't really feel like there was content that spoke to me as a woman who is just as knowledgeable as any man, but also still enjoys the lifestyle aspect of sports.
So with this, I mean, you're fairly new. From what I understand, you just kind of recently got started back in 2015. Is there any misconceptions at all that come with the title Fangirl Sports Network?
I don't think there are. And actually, one of my favorite things I was ever complimented on Twitter not that long ago, as someone said that we took a name that had a maybe negative connotation, we've turned it into something positive. And so I think our followers and the people that know us know that the fangirl is professional, she's knowledgeable, she's fun, and loves her team.
Well, I tell you what, you're our go-to, because that's what we love about Fangirl Sports Network. Not only are you insightful, but you also add some fun into, you know, pre-game commentary to post-game analysis. We love it. 49ers, your team, it's in the Super Bowl. It's been a long time. How excited are you for them to finally be back?
I'm very excited, and you know, it still feels a little surreal. I knew after week two that this team was special and they had potential, and it's been pretty cool to see it all come to fruition.
So let's briefly talk about your 49ers. What, in your opinion, is their biggest strengths, and what do they have to do to win this game? Because they're obviously taking on a very talented Chiefs team there.
Well, it's so funny to talk about their biggest strengths, because I do believe they're such a complete team from top to bottom. But I think the obvious strength, and that what we all talk about is that defense, which is absolutely incredible. The number one pass defense in the league, and that pass rush is just something else. As Nick Bosa, Dee Ford, Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner, you have Quan Alexander and Fred Warner at linebacker. The secondary is incredible. So the defense is really just... it has just been incredible all season long. So I think that's, of course, the obvious thing. But, of course, for the 49ers, it's not like they have this great defense and then a so-so offense. They also have an incredibly good offense. Yeah. The run game has been pretty much unparalleled, except, of course, for Derrick Henry and the Titans, but in the playoffs thus far. And despite the narrative that everybody likes to go with on Jimmy Garoppolo, he's a hell of a quarterback, and he has shown more than once that he can put the game on his shoulders and win it. So what they have to do to win, of course, is going to be stop Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he's quite seen a pass rush like this, but Patrick Mahomes is such a special quarterback. I think he's very much a generational talent. And where he's really special is when he has that extra second or two to throw the ball and extend a play. And the 49ers pass rush just can't let him do that.
You know, I'm glad you also brought up Garoppolo, because we were checking out your podcast yesterday, and he's coming in from a long line. I mean, like you said it on your podcast, the 49ers team is known for their quarterbacks. Joe Montana, Steve Young. In your opinion, can Garoppolo at some point become one of the great 49ers quarterbacks?
I do think so. I really do. I think we've seen him improve week after week all season long, coming off that terrible ACL injury last year. It's his first full season as a starter, and he's going to the Super Bowl. I do think that says quite a bit about Jimmy Garoppolo, but I believe he certainly can be one of the great 49ers quarterbacks. It's hard to say whether he'll be Steve Young or Joe Montana, because that's a, you know, that's a tall order.
Right.
But I do think he is, could be one of the great 49ers quarterbacks. And I think he now is an excellent quarterback who knows how to win. At the end of the day, they win games. Right. It doesn't really matter how they do it. They win. And
absolutely,
that does come from the quarterback.
For sure. We were talking about their strengths, and maybe you already touched base on this, but is there a secret weapon of some sort or some things that don't really come out in the forefront as far as the strengths are concerned that we need to keep an eye on as 49er fans that the team could utilize, but we don't always see it, but when need be, it is a secret weapon of theirs that can help them win games? Is there something in that roster that they can utilize that we're not looking at the forefront here?
Well, I think they're the place where I don't think they get a lot enough attention and where they are so good is in their secondary.
Right.
You have Kaywan Williams as their nickel corner, Jimmy Ward, both of them having, Jocassi Tart, actually all three of them having incredible seasons. And I think they don't necessarily get the recognition that some of the bigger names do. And they will be absolutely key to victory. I think Kaywan Williams is going to end up playing a huge part in this game should the 49ers win. I think obviously the obvious secret weapon is George Kittle, but that run game doesn't function without the blocking of George Kittle and the blocking of Kyle Juszczyk. And I would say Kyle Juszczyk is also going to be a secret weapon. And if you were to go back and look at game tape and really analyze what's happened throughout the season, you'll see that they are where they are very much because of Kyle Juszczyk and George Kittle's blocking ability.
Well, I tell you what, this is going to be an exciting game, and I think we can all agree around America here, maybe even around the world, that finally we're going to get a fantastic Super Bowl, and it's not including the Patriots this year. So I think we're going to have one of the most televised football games we've seen in a very long time. Coming up here in a little bit, we're actually going to be talking to the Chiefs fan girl. Do you guys have any little fun wagers against each other for this game?
You know what? We don't as of yet, but I was actually thinking that we should make one. And the loser donates to the winning team's charity. And so it's funny that you bring that up. I was going to talk to her about that later today.
That's fantastic. That sounds fun. We appreciate you making some time. The last thing I want to ask you, of course, your prediction.
San Francisco 31, Kansas City 28.
Ooh, that's going to be a close one. That's going to be fun. We appreciate you taking some time. Thank you so much. We're going to keep an eye on 49ers Fangirl on social media, as well as Fangirl Sports Network. And Tracy, thank you so much for making some time. Safe travels back to Miami, and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.